going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swapping Zins. Long night of the NFL draft. Some of us are at Mike's Beer Bar. Others in the comforts of our own home, shirtless with the windows open, drinking non-alcoholic Guinness. Dorn, were you sipping on anything last night? Any booze?
No.
Booze?
I had a green tea.
You had a green tea?
Uh-huh.
What are you, a monk?
Oh, I mean, it gives you a little bit of caffeine, but not much caffeine. And I knew that I had to go to bed at some point, but I know I had to stay up for the Steelers pick, and I was tired, so I drank some green tea.
I went Pepsi for the caffeine, and I never drink pop. That wasn't doing it. So then I reheated some coffee from the morning, and that was okay. Then I had the Guinness Zero. Did you have a beverage at Mike's Beer Bar?
After we got off the air, I did. Yeah, I didn't. It'll last, man. It's a long show.
Long show.
I didn't want to peter out.
Did you go all the way till the end of the first round?
So I was on from the beginning. We went live about 8 o'clock, and I'd write my column at some point. For like a couple picks after the Steelers, I dipped off to write my column. I had to have that in by 11:45. So
one of my favorite things, the old place I worked when I was doing the show, I would do it with Dale Lawley, Jerry Dulac. And Dale would always, while doing radio, be typing up a story. And I just don't know how people can do that.
No.
I could barely do radio whenever I'm trying to do radio, let alone writing. That is the voice of Jason Mackey, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say it.
Do you enjoy writing?
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you get to express yourself and kind of get your...
Yes.
Yes.
I do. You may have noticed, I don't think I have the most dynamic personality. It's come around a little bit. I try.
It's come good. Around.
You know, good. I'm not Crowley. I'm not you, Dorn. I'm not Pony. I'm myself. But I'd like to think I'm a pretty decent writer, reporter. I can handle myself in that field. So, yeah, and I get a weird, I don't know, high buzz something off of getting information and conveying it to the public and doing it in a way that people like and respect. So, yes, I like the writing. I also really like this side, too. I guess we're going down a rabbit hole.
I like it.
That one sharpens the other. You know, I feel like my columnizing has helped the radio hosting a little bit. The radio hosting has helped the columnizing and having stronger opinions. So,
Didn't know columnizing was a word.
I don't know if it is, but we kind of make it one.
We'll trust the writer on that. And then B, like, I feel like, what, we're introducing Jason Mackey? Like, we're all introducing ourselves. Should we do two truths and a lie, throw on some name tags? Hello, my name is Dorenson.
Well, I said that the other day whenever after Mackey, we did the event. I was like, Mackey's a really good writer, and I just kind of wanted to know.
You did say that.
If he expresses. They complimented you, yes. If he expresses himself through writing, because sometimes it's like whenever I used to go lift weights.
Yeah, me too.
You know, you're just letting out that energy. Get out of here.
Both times.
When I would feel that oar move across the water as the guy in front of me was rowing and I was just letting the breeze hit my hair, I felt the same exact thing.
Dude, you've referenced like breezes and things wafting. I was listening to you driving in here. You're the last person that should be talking about wafting right now.
Doran can't smell, which is good because I smell like foot. But we move on.
Yeah.
So when Jason Mackey put pen to paper or fingertips to keyboard last night, I guess that's how you do it in 2025. What did Jason Mackey write about the Derek Harmon pick?
I love it. To me, it was the most obvious pick. We're conditioned in our business to like rip something or be mad about something. I can't be mad about it. It is a glaring position of need. They didn't overdraft. They didn't do anything stupid. A couple years ago, I think a lot of people would argue that they did that with Kenny Pickett, that they maybe reached. They did not reach for a guy who, in my opinion, can step in right away. They have exceptional character now. I mean, the stuff you read and see about Derek Harmon, you heard it on the conference call last night talking about his mom, how supportive he's been through that.
Oh, man.
I mean, yes. Yes, that's what you want. That's the exact pick you should have made. Teams sometimes try to outsmart themselves. The Steelers did not. It was put there on a platter for them. They executed it. So that was all in one way or another what I wrote.
Is there a pick or a position out there that if it wasn't Harmon that you still would have the same feelings about? Like if it was a running back. If it was Hampton.
I wouldn't have wanted the running back.
Okay.
I'm not there because I think the value can be had later in the draft. I could have maybe understood wide receiver because you're losing Pickens. Like, I don't know what the nuance to those conversations are, but if they don't feel like they're going to keep George around, if they don't feel like that's something they can get done long-term, I mean, thinking, you know, business-wise 4 years down the road, 3 years down the road, I could understand that. Especially if you're going to bring in Aaron Rodgers, you want to surround him with weapons, I could have gone down that road. Even some of the cornerbacks that were available. Like, you've got Slay for this year, but what do you have beyond?
He's a stopgap.
Yeah. I mean, so you're going to, what, look to the future at that position? But again, I mean, you're weak defensive line-wise. You got hammered on the run late in the season. I also wrote this. I don't think we've talked about this enough, guys. Their pass rush was meh last year compared to Steelers in the past
Definitely.
Few years. Like, this guy helps that. He's a successor to Cam Hayward. They lose Larry Ogunjobi. Like, there's all these indicators that this was the smart pick, and they did it.
That's why I think it's a double off the wall. A home run for me would have been a swing, and it might not have worked out. Would have been Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart in that order for me. But nothing you said is wrong. It's
wait,
I can't kill him for it.
You would have said Sanders would have been a home run?
That's
Sanders
or
Dart? A home run swing, which I wouldn't have minded. I've been saying for the whole time, the reason I think he's sliding isn't because he's a bad prospect. I think people are afraid of his dad, and they think it's going to be a circus. And so I think that wouldn't have been an issue here, and he's an accurate, smart guy. So I would have taken a swing on him.
Do you think that the Steelers will regret not, like, will he pan out? Do you think wherever he goes, do you think he'll pan out as a legit starting quarterback in the NFL?
I think it depends on where he goes, but blindly because I've been in his camp, I'll say yes.
Uh-huh.
I think he's going to
succeed.
What
about Dart?
No. He's going to have a different coach next year than he has this year. And that, in a lot of cases, derails careers. It didn't with Baker Mayfield, but it's a reason why it took him forever to stick on. Like, that sucks. Now I'm going to my third different offensive scheme in 3 years. If Dable gets fired after this season, now you're starting over, and I just think that's hard to recover from. That's why I do think landing spot matters, and I think despite all the evidence to the contrary in terms of quarterback development here, I do think from a talent standpoint, if you drafted Sanders round one and kept Pickens, I think it's a really good landing spot with the guys you're throwing to. And so I think he would have had success here.
This is sideways, guys, but what the heck are the Giants doing? And how is Dart going to succeed there? I don't understand what they're doing at the quarterback position. Like, Russ was brought in. You would think he expects to play, right? Jameis expects to
They already said he's
going to
be the starter.
Right. So, what are we doing? Jackson Dart's going to get, like, you know, third-team reps?
We were just talking about
that. Well, I think that those two guys are on one-year deals, so they're going to, like, kind of stopgap it this
Jameis
year.
I thought Jameis was two.
Is it? Jameis might be two.
You can get out of anything.
Yeah, but he's never going to be the starter.
Right. Yeah,
so I think that
I just don't understand that.
I think they kind of look at it like, all right, like if we part ways with Dable and we have Russ, he's on a one-year deal. We have Jameis on a two-year deal. He'll be a backup. If we part ways with Dable, Jackson Dart is not going to play this year. He can sit, just learn the NFL, learn how to even live in, you know, operate in New York City. I know they're in New Jersey, but in New York City in that market. And then whenever we get our new coach, that will be Jackson Dart time.
That's fair. That's fair.
Maybe.
I wish they would have traded down. But I don't know if Harmon would have been
the Steelers
at that point. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd really like to be talking about a second round pick right now.
Yeah, you consider what Houston got for 25.
I know.
Yeah.
What'd they end up getting?
Now I got to look it up. The exact
I thought you had
thing.
It up there.
Of course I don't. Texter, NFL teams bring in legit domestic abusers. You think they're concerned about Deion Sanders? Yeah, that happens all the time. People are these front offices.
That's a different case.
It is, sadly, I'll admit, sadly, that's much less of a distraction to these teams than what Deion could do behind a microphone week in and week out and on social media. That's just, again, sadly, the way that it's viewed, in my opinion.
The teams have the power when in those domestic cases. The team has the power to do whatever they want with you. In Deion's case, in Shador's case, Deion has the power. Deion has equal power, and they don't want that. Deion has a voice and equal power, and they don't want that.
Do you think that played into the Steelers' decision at all to not take Shador?
No.
Or was it? Okay.
No.
I don't think so either.
I think that I think there was a mutual respect there that Deion wouldn't meddle in with what they were doing at all. I don't think they worried about it at all.
Well, I think that's a good discussion that we should have next is, did Tomlin want Derek Harmon? How did this all play out in the war room? And we'd be speculating on that, but hey, it's fun. It's radio. It's the draft. 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's the Fan Morning Show with Columizer, Jason Mackey, until 10 o'clock.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Steelers picked Derek Harmon, as we know, with the 21st overall pick in the draft, defensive lineman out of Oregon who had 55 pressures last year on the interior, the most in all of college football. People have called him, like Brian Baldinger, a Cam Hayward clone. So it's a good pick. He's a good player. Whose decision was it? Mike Tomlin has waxed poetic about Shador Sanders in a way we haven't heard him talk about other draft prospects.
No, he didn't.
What do you mean?
What do you mean waxed poetic? I don't understand this narrative that like Mike Tomlin went on some unprompted diatribe about Shador Sanders.
He was prompted. He's been prompted before. He's been asked about prospects before and said, we don't comment on guys.
I don't know if he really commented that much.
He did.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to derail you
here,
Adam.
He intangibled him. Do you trust me? Probably not. Do you trust Jerry Dulac? Because
I trust the transcript.
Jerry Dulac.
He was asked two questions.
Jerry Dulac, your colleague.
This has nothing to do with anybody, Adam.
Your colleague.
This has to... Nope. I'm not talking about Jerry.
Who has covered the Steelers since the Stone Ages.
And does a tremendous job.
Has said he has never talked about a prospect the way he's talked about Shador Sanders.
Okay, that might be Jerry's impression. I did not have the same impression. It was a normal pre-draft visit to spend time with the young man, talk ball, get to know him as an individual, get to see how he processes and sees the game, how he articulates his football experience. From that standpoint, it was a very normal visit and a very productive one. Is that waxing poetic?
Where's the other quote?
Okay, it's right here. I think the things that stood out were evident in his video. There's a toughness there that doesn't get talked about enough. There's a competitive spirit that doesn't get talked about enough. He's very talented and made a lot of plays for his university and his team, but the intangible qualities displayed on tape were impressive to me.
And what did Omar say?
I didn't look at Omar. We're not talking about Omar. We're talking about Tomlin waxing poetic.
Omar didn't say anything because that's usually what he does. That's usually what Tomlin does, and he didn't with Shador Sanders.
Because Tomlin
because
said
he answered
everything.
One question. That's waxing poetic.
I thought it was two questions.
About his... Well, the one, he said it was a
why
normal
do you
visit.
Why do you hate Jerry Dulac?
I don't hate Jerry Dulac. I love Jerry. Jerry's awesome.
So they just had him in for a pre-draft visit for bleeps and giggles?
They had him in for a pre-draft visit where they learned a lot about him, and I'm sure they were very impressed. That's different than waxing poetic.
Yeah,
that's
I guess
different
like
than, like, you're acting like he was asked a question about Derek Harmon and all of a sudden just started talking about Shador Sanders. Like, what do you want him to say after he's asked? I mean, yes, he could have shut it down. Maybe that's a little, you could say, hey,
that's what
he
they
answered a
do.
Question about Shador Sanders where he normally shuts it down.
It was no,
I just disagree with the waxing poetic
he
idea.
Was
that's
waxing,
not waxing poetic.
He was waxing poetic. Just like Art Rooney II was with Aaron Rodgers. He never talks about guys. He's never talked about
guys.
That's
not waxing poetic,
though. That's why it's noteworthy. They're going to get asked questions all the time, and the lawyer, Art Rooney II, decided to say things about Aaron Rodgers like they feel pretty good about it. Tomlin could have easily shut this down. But the point of the conversation, I guess we know where Jason stands, which is fine. We could have a difference of opinion. You hate Jerry Dulac. Is who made this decision? Was it Tomlin who said, okay, and they were all in agreement? Or was there some disagreement and Art Rooney II breaks a tie? Are they democracy here and it needs to be 3 out of 4? How do we think this went down?
I think that they were all, I think that three of them were on the same page. And I think deep down Tomlin really liked Shador and was willing to pull that card. But I think that Andy Weidel talked him off the ledge and was like, listen, I'm here to build the trenches. That's what I did in Philly. Look at Philly, and you're a defensive guy. You're a defensive-minded coach, Mike. We got to take the defensive lineman. And then it was easy.
All the rumor was that when they took Joey Porter Jr., Mike Tomlin wanted him in round one. And I guess Weidel was the guy. This is the situation as I know it. Andy Weidel was the guy to say, no, we think, based on our intel, that JPJ will be there at the beginning of the second round. And so it's happened before, and I think it is an easy sell to your point, Doran. Hey, you got run on for $299. We're the damn Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Art wanted a defensive lineman. I think Weidel did for obvious Eagles-related things. And I think Omar Khan was a little bit scared about doing the Kenny Pickett thing all over again and making the mistake that his predecessor did, Kevin Colbert. But how do you see it?
So, number one, I want to clarify something with Jerry. I'm not trying to disagree with Jerry.
People
I think both things
can
be true.
We're doing comedy here.
I want to explain myself because I think both things can be true. He can talk about a player differently than he's ever talked about a player without waxing poetic. Anyway, I thought he answered a question. I don't think Mike Tomlin ever thought seriously about drafting Shador Sanders, and here's why. Mike Tomlin is very much on the Aaron Rodgers train. If he wasn't, they wouldn't sit here and wait and wait. And wait,
sure.
If he didn't want this, if Mike Tomlin said enough is enough, the Steelers would say that. Mike Tomlin wants the Aaron Rodgers situation to happen. So if you want the Aaron Rodgers situation to happen, it doesn't make any sense to take Shador Sanders. It makes sense to build the rest of your team. I'd imagine Mike Tomlin looked at how the Steelers defended the run late last year and thought, you know what, we need a defensive lineman. We cut Larry Ogunjobi. This is a deficiency in our team. We have an opportunity to address it. I guarantee you Mike Tomlin was on board. I mean, that streak follows him as much as it follows anybody in that organization, ending the playoff streak. The best way to do that is to bring in a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers and then build out the rest of your team, fix what's wrong. Derek Harmon does that.
I don't think they're mutually exclusive, the Sanders, in relation to Rodgers, but I could see how they would think that, and that's what we're discussing here. I could see that point. Someone just texted in. Someone texted in before your hour, Jason, said that you have a punchable face, to which we defended you on, but now someone says, guess that face got punchable, Adam. Yeah, by Jerry Dulac. Taking shots.
I don't have a punchable face.
I agree with that, and you need to have really long arms.
I have a resting you-know-what face. I don't have a punchable face. I look like I'm mad.
I know.
I'm not mad, but like I have to catch myself sometimes. I even did it last night on the live stream. I'm like looking at myself. I'm like, wait a second, smile. You look like you're miserable. Mm. And I'm not miserable. I just have a resting, I don't think I can say that word face.
Bitch face.
Can you?
Yeah.
All right.
I think he was just calling you that.
No.
that's fine. You can call me that.
Now I'm just stirring it.
Yep.
I was messing with you with the Dulac thing.
All right. Well, I don't want it out there that like I'm taking issue with Jerry because I'm not. I respect the living daylights.
Who do you hate? Caboli?
No. God, no.
Why do you hate?
I don't hate anybody,
man. Why do you hate Mark?
I'm a hippie. I'm a Grateful Dead guy. I don't hate anybody.
Pacifist.
Yeah.
And a columnizer. Texter, who made the phone call to Harmon? If it wasn't Tomlin, Tomlin was pissed. Tomlin always does it.
Yeah.
I always do laugh when every single beat writer, and I'm not saying that they shouldn't, but when every beat writer will tweet out at the exact same time that Omar Khan says, we got the player we wanted. Yeah, no crap. Every single general manager and coach is going to say they got the player that they want. And they've all talked themselves into the guy that they draft being the right fit. Of course they do.
Right. Nobody has ever left a draft being like, you know what? I thought we could have done better. We settled. You know, it was the best we could do under the circumstances. Maybe this guy will work.
Right. At least forward-facing and publicly. They're never going to be like, boy, did we really swing and miss with this Jarvis Jones.
I don't think there's any sort of remorse from the Steelers end. There shouldn't be. On the way this broke and winding up with Derek Hart.
No, this is the ideal situation that they wanted to be in. 100%.
The only way that would happen would be years down the road if Dart or Sanders are lifting up MVP trophies and Lombardi trophies.
I still don't have an issue with it. I don't. I mean, the process is sound.
Oh, Jason, you see, as a columnizer and a radio host, you will find that 3 years down the road, no matter what you say today, you can rip them for not taking Jackson Dart if and when he wins MVP. Because no one was talking about Lamar Jackson and the Steelers back in 2018, but my God, do we talk about it now.
Very true.
Jalen Hurts.
You can rip them for not finding a post-Ben succession plan. I mean, completely fair criticism. They have not handled the quarterback position. Well, not a good – yeah. Just,
they had a plan.
One
just
that
didn't work.
Yeah.
And they have a plan now, too. Like, I don't agree with people who say they don't have a plan now. Their plan is Rodgers, and it looks like next year's probably the year for them for that franchise quarterback.
Sure.
I can disagree with the plan. That's still a plan. Reasonable people can disagree with all of this. Speaking of which, to wax poetic means to speak in a highly elaborate, flowery, and potentially overly dramatic way.
Yep. And that's exactly what Mike Tomlin did there, right? Flowery and overdramatic way by saying it was a normal visit for us. There was toughness that doesn't get talked about enough.
And Art saying
that was definitely
about Rodgers.
Overly dramatic.
Right. That too.
Relative to what they usually do, sure. Yeah.
Is that in the definition of wax poetic relative to what normally happens?
You move the goalpost a lot.
Where are the goalposts moving?
Yeah, I mean,
I think scratch your oatmeal deodorant some more.
I think it's noteworthy when people depart from their norms, and that's what those guys did. Perhaps it wasn't flowery. It probably wasn't. My deodorant, however, is. 412-928-9370. You think we're mad now? Wait until I have throw out my trade take coming up next that Doran and Pat did not like, and I know Jason doesn't either because we've been going back and forth since before the show today on the Twitter.com. That's all on the way. So this is making its rounds today on social media. Colin Cowherd, this was back on January 16th, said, I would trade TJ Watt, George Pickens, two first rounders, and go get Shador Sanders if you think he's a starting quarterback. The reason I bring that up is so then I sound less absurd when I say what I'm about to say, which is if you could get into a position to draft Shador Sanders by trading George Pickens, I would do that in a heartbeat. Now, if I cannot get Shador Sanders, then I am not trading George Pickens. Feel free to yell at me now.
I already gave my thoughts, Mackie.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't disagree with you. I gave my thoughts on Twitter, giving Crowley some crap. And I'm going to apologize on the air, Crowley. I shouldn't have quote tweeted you.
Stop it. What are we so worried about offending everyone today? We're just talking
sports. I don't want to offend
you.
You're my friend.
Around.
I like you. I
like
should
you
have
too.
Just commented.
I borderline love you as a colleague.
And as a columnizer.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with your opinion.
Yeah.
And here's why. Because it doesn't help them in 2025.
Who cares?
I do. They do. That's what they're doing.
Well, just because they do doesn't mean it's the right thing.
If 2025 isn't a target, tell Aaron Rodgers to go kick rocks, trade TJ Watt, etc.
Maybe they should.
No, well, they're not going to, so
it's
useless.
But that doesn't mean that it's a bad idea.
And so why would you not? And like, why do I feel some sort of urgency that I have to have Shador Sanders?
Right.
I just like him.
Okay.
And if I were them, I would like him.
That doesn't mean you need to get him.
I wouldn't punt.
Of course they're not going to do this. The Pirates haven't fired Derek Shelton. They should have done that. The Steelers forever should have fired Matt Canada. They didn't do that.
I know, but the logic here, Adam, is not sound. George Pickens helps you. He helps
this,
you right now.
Well,
I'll take it.
And potentially beyond. And I'm
view him as a one-year sign. Like
they want two receivers.
Of course.
That's the only way to win, really.
Of course.
Can't be in the situation we're in last
year. If you have DK Metcalf and then everything else, how much do we like that to support Aaron Rodgers and to have the offense do anything meaningful? I want George Pickens' presence there. I would have been more okay with trading George Pickens to get into the second round if you're going to take a wide receiver, either first or second overall, because then at least you're addressing your wide receiver depth.
See, I don't.
You're saying take Sanders, mm-hmm. then you're leaving yourself short in a very important position.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
No question. For this year, you are. But if I feel like I can get my franchise quarterback, then this year is just a year.
The next 15 would be the next 15. I don't feel discernibly better about Shedeur Sanders in the second round than I would somebody in the third, fourth, or fifth that I don't have to trade anything to get.
Clearly. And that's
like
okay.
Maybe you take Jalen Milroe and he's a project. I don't love that idea, admittedly. Maybe you take a chance on a Kyle McCord, a Will Howard, somebody like that. At least I'm not giving up my 1A, 1B wide receiver to do it.
It's the only circumstance where I would trade George Pickens, and that's because I'm high on Shedeur. So if I frame it this way, you trade George Pickens for a franchise quarterback, we're all saying, yes, of course we're doing that.
What if they could and had interest in extending George?
I think that they do if he walks the straight and narrow this year, but that means nothing to me if that's one hand, and in my other hand is a franchise quarterback. I'm taking the franchise quarterback a million times out of a million.
I don't know if I view Shedeur Sanders as a franchise quarterback.
You don't know, but I know that George Pickens is very talented.
Sure.
And I'd rather take my chances on him in getting him to walk the straight line than have taken my chances on Shedeur Sanders being my franchise quarterback.
I clearly see where you guys are coming from. You guys don't like Shedeur as much as I have now convinced myself to like Shedeur Sanders.
I like him. I just don't think it's appropriate that like we're to draft him or to take him and trade one of your biggest assets away.
Maybe this is an unpopular take. I don't know, because people feel a certain way about George Pickens. George Pickens should see what happened to T. Higgins or other receivers around the league and say, like, you know what? If there's ever a year to get my crap together, it's right now.
Of course.
Because I stand to make a ton of money, whether this is fake or not. And if I'm the Steelers, I'm going to ride that. I'm going to juice it for all it's worth, and I'm going to take this guy who has a lot to prove and take advantage of him.
Yep.
And maybe that happens here. I don't know.
I am too, unless I can get my franchise quarterback. And again, that's the only way I would trade George Pickens, and then you hope he can get it. And I say this 100% seriously. I wish, out of the kindness of my heart, that he figures it out. I hate wasted potential.
Same.
It bothers me because you have an opportunity and he's so talented. And I do think he is a bright guy. I just think there's a lack of maturity there. I would love to just shake him and say, George, just for 1 year for your own sake, pal, go out there and ball out and just don't unfollow people on social media or XYZ, whatever. But here's the cruel reality in my Shedeur Sanders loving world. They're not going to do this, and I don't think that George Pickens today now especially even nets you a second-round pick, which is what you would need to get.
Right.
Like, because if you were going to trade for Pickens, you would have done it yesterday, I feel. I think that would have made more sense.
You would have to attach something with them to get in
to get a second round, yeah.
In which case, it just defeats the purpose.
Right.
I don't see giving away assets.
And you're giving away future assets.
You guys,
and your current.
You guys really can't meet me with,
no,
I would trade George Pickens for a franchise quarterback.
I don't know, because I don't know if that's a
franchise quarterback, Adam?
Okay, you're not answering my question.
No. Okay.
You wouldn't trade George Pickens for a franchise quarterback.
You're guaranteed. You tell me who the franchise quarterback is. Yeah.
In my opinion, Shedeur, you don't have to agree on whether or not Shador's a franchise quarterback.
But that's why we can't agree with you, because we don't think Shador's a franchise quarterback.
Fair enough. But the question is, would you trade Pickens for a franchise quarterback?
Of course you would. Here's where I'll meet you in the middle. If you can come up with a fictitious trade where you send George Pickens to wherever and you get a first-round pick next year, I'll trade George Pickens.
Of course, yes.
And I don't know. And that's what you're looking for out of us, so I'm trying to give it to you.
No, for sure. And that's probably as likely as my hypothetical right now.
Yes.
It's probably as...
Neither is going to happen.
Right. Correct. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about stuff like that. I mean, one of the things we do is tell the Steelers our opinion, or people what we think the opinion is that the Steelers should do. And now, I mean, shoot, man, I want them to get up into today before 83, too, even to address other needs. Like, waiting around, like, we're doing radio tonight.
Yeah.
6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't pick it till 83.
In all seriousness, what do you guys want them to do tonight?
I think that they find a way into the second round. I don't know how they do that. Maybe next year's picks, because you have the compensatory picks that you can use for next year. You have doubled up, what, in the third round, fourth round, something like that. I'd package something to get in the second.
To get what?
I'm going up to get a running back.
I like that.
Who?
Judkins, Henderson.
One of them, if they're there, or Caleb Johnson.
Hmm.
But it depends. Like, if I could package it in the second, depending on how high it is, I would look at Milroe. For sure.
Would you trade Pickens for Milroe?
No.
Stop it!
Nope. I'm just trying to make sure we all understand each other here. That's all. You think about, okay, if their plan is Rodgers, and then next year's the guy, right? And how are they going to fit friggin' 800,000 people into Pittsburgh, by the way?
I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, I'm like, you're going to take that picture of all those people and put them in Pittsburgh? Good luck.
I'll tell you one thing I ain't doing is going.
Nope.
I ain't getting around that many people. Dear God, give me the heebie-jeebies.
Dude, we're going to be doing a live stream down there next year. I don't know where. Maybe Mike's. I have no idea. I was talking to Post Gazette people. I'm like, can we set up beds in the office next year? Because I don't feel like I'm going to leave. Like, I don't want to leave. I don't want to get in. I don't want to get out.
Oh,
I
just want to, like, the traffic.
Live on the North Shore for a couple of days.
It's going to be bad for us even getting here.
Yeah, it's going to be
brutal. We sleep here.
Yeah.
I do think if you get into the second round and your plan is to do that, draft your quarterback next year, and you got a running back, and now you've got DK Metcalf, who I think was still worth it. Like, I say, I want to get
back
in round two.
Pick.
That's your second round
totally.
Pick.
There you go.
And he ain't a guess.
Right.
He's a sure thing.
Yes.
Like, who's the franchise quarterback? We know who a franchise receiver can be right. And is and has been, and that's DK Metcalf. So I don't begrudge them at all for making that move. You have DK, potentially Pickens next year, and a running back. Whoever that next guy is, it's a pretty good situation to walk into. All right, social media's biggest loser, it's always me. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Right. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And I know we were all watching the NFL draft last night. Duh. They announced that they were going to be announcing the announcement of the schedule, which was clunky and very weird with an ESPN personality and an NFL Network personality. Well, on that, we will find out when the Steelers are going to Ireland. He whispers it's going to be September 28th. And I think against the Packers. And you could join me and True Fan Travel on a once-of-a-lifetime adventure to Ireland when the black and gold play across the pond this fall. 5 nights in Dublin. It includes tours of Guinness and Jameson, pregame tailgate party, game tickets, and more. Hotel and air or land-only packages are available. For information on how you could take over Ireland with me, go to 937thefan.com and link right there on the homepage. How did you guys watch the draft last night? Were you guys ESPN? Were you NFL Network? Were you
ESPN.
ABC?
ESPN had the familiar jingle to it. Yeah, I like that.
So did ABC, and I got stuck on ABC because I steal my parents' cable and stream it, and I couldn't watch ESPN, and I was swearing like a truck driver trying to figure. I didn't start watching the draft. I clicked onto the draft, finally got through at 8:15, right when the Cam Ward pick was going down. I was pissed. So I watched Reese Davis and Nick Saban and all those guys breaking it down.
How was it?
I don't think it was as good as what would have been on ESPN. Just from always watching it on ESPN. I think Reese does a good job, and those guys obviously know what they're talking about. It wasn't the same to me.
Yeah, Mel Kiper is not a Hall of Famer, but his voice, it's draft.
You need him.
Yeah.
You need him on draft. Daniel Jeremiah does a great job. He doesn't scream. There's no nostalgia factor there.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I need Mel screaming about Shedeur Sanders, who I think he loves more than Deion Sanders loves Shedeur. He loves him even more than I do. How were you watching? You were at the bar.
I was at the bar. It was a great setup, man. Anybody who's looking for a place to watch rounds two and
look
three
at him
tonight, I'm just saying that we had every feed on TVs at Mike's. You guys have been there. The Post-Gazette setup live. Great second screen experience. We were living it, man.
Are you doing it again tonight?
Yeah, we're doing it again tonight.
Oh, my God. And then you're doing Pirates pre- and post-game after our draft coverage.
I know.
At 6 p.m.
Yep.
I don't want to yell at each other tonight.
You too,
over
me
the
and
draft.
You.
Yeah. Me and you.
What are we going to yell about?
Trading players.
Yeah, I mean, just Shedeur. If you bring the, I know you're going to bring up that scenario to Donnie tonight. He's going to look at you like you're crazy.
Probably. He loved the Harmon pick. And by the way, Harmon sounds like a really good guy.
Yes.
With what's been going on with his mom, who had a stroke, and he used his NIL money to get a van set up for her. Whew.
Come on, buddy. Did you see it's Harmonburg? He changed his Twitter handle.
Love him already.
He's
solid B off the wall for me. And I think he has landed in the perfect spot, though. You get to work with Cam Hayward. You get to learn from Cam Hayward. then eventually take over for Cam Hayward and kind of get spoon-fed along the way. Like, he's not going to play 100% of the snaps. It's perfect. I think he's going to be a good player for Pittsburgh. You guys know what my hang-up was, and it had nothing to do with the player. Tonight, 6 until 8, Mr. Doran Dickerson with Donnie Football and perhaps some wings from Archie's.
Yes.
Trying to put pressure on our guy Arch.
Yes.
Mike Manning to come through.
Be great.
Be nice if it got delivered, too. Just throwing that one out there. If not, we have Donnie pick it
you
up,
You want
right?
to start rattling off flavors, too?
I like the sweet heat.
Me, too.
Boneless?
No.
Those aren't wings.
Exactly.
No, they're
chicken
still,
tenders.
Still,
adult nuggets.
Still good, though.
Adult nuggets.
Doesn't mean they're not good. General Tso's, arguably, an adult nugget. Do you like the General Tso's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We should order Chinese.
No.
We're going to, Arch. If you don't bring the wings, I swear to God we're ordering Chinese food. Mackie, this was fun.
I agree.
Thanks for
Thank
coming
you for
in.
Having me.
Doran, this is a great show today.
Yes, it was great.
It flew by. Thanks to Pat Bostick, Chris Carter for jumping on.